So not only the region of the Murli, I would like to draw your attention to two things. Baba was asking us, make this aim in your mind that you have to become an angel. So would you like to become angel? Ask yourself, do I really want to become an angel or just saying yes, yes, yes? Two obstructions, ego, body consciousness, and ego. One very deep secret, Baba Vaj is speaking, भई ये मेरी आँख पे आता है, इसे बंद कर देना. That a person who has lot of ego will feel always disregard, apman. Hindi words are very good. Abhiman, ego, apman, insult. So if we have ego, not slight ego, but lot of ego, there are many subtle aspect, parts of ego. So we will feel at every step to be insulted by others. They did not ask me. They did not accept my advice. They did not give me love and regard. They rejected me. They ignored me. I am capable. But sisters don't understand my capability. I am very light, but others don't accept it. And Baba Vaj is saying like this. So, in spirituality, very, very important thing is to realize our subtle ego and to get rid of that. The subtle ego, in other words, I-ness, I am this, it creates lot of obstacles on this path of perfection. Selfish motivation, which is also a part of ego, creates many obstacles in Baba's service. Many good children, those who had been very serviceable, became anti-Brahma Kumaris. Because, why they became? Because their selfishness was not fulfilled. So we have to check ourselves. Do I have subtle selfish motivation inside? Or I am always in self-respect. We are very great souls of this world. We are most fortunate souls. We are most happy persons in the world. We are Master Almighty. We are worship-worthy deities. We are the ancestors of all religions. Feel it. We are great. We are not ordinary human beings. If we practice such self-respect, respect will come after us. We need not to ask for respect. We need not to go after respect. Respect will come after us. So self-respect is most important thing. Once I remember in this hall, in 1974, One Savyak Baba came down in Dadi's body. I don't remember fully, but I remember one line which appealed me very much. When you become the embodiment of self-respect, you will become perfect. So the practice of self-respect will make us perfect. It makes our thoughts most elevated. With the practice of self-respect, our spiritual level goes up, up, up every day. I gave these experiments to many those who felt that their fortune is not cooperating with them. They are not fortunate enough. They don't have enough money. They have obstacles, unsuccess in their lives. So, on the basis of the philosophy of subconscious mind, many of you would have listened this word, power of subconscious mind. It's like power of mind. 90% of our mind's power resides in subconscious mind, and we yogi, pure souls, our subconscious mind is very powerful. In the morning, when we wake up, our first 10 minutes, most important for our not only entire life but entire cycle, the thoughts we create at that time. Now, out of those 10 minutes, I would say first 3 minutes, the thoughts we create with real feeling, with acceptance, our life will become the embodiment of those thoughts. Not only this life, but those things will last for us, last with us, throughout the cycle. So I ask people, you can do this very good, not only experiment, but experience as soon as you open your eyes in the morning. First bid good morning to Baba and feel, as soon as I said good morning Baba, His hand of blessing came on my head. Good feeling for some seconds. For 10 seconds, 30 seconds, His hand of blessing is here on my head. Then second thought, Baba, You gave me everything. Everything. Good intellect, good health, good family, good life, happy life, peaceful life, stress-free life. You gave me everything. Many, many thanks to you, with true heart, not with double mind, that I am poor, but I am saying, Baba, you gave me lot of wealth, not double mind, single minded, Baba gave me everything. Now next thought, you can enjoy this thought, I am most fortunate person in the world. 5 times. So that, why 5 times? So that entire nature, stars and moon, sky and sun, listen it, that a good voice is coming from the earth. Someone is saying, I am the most fortunate person in the world. And 100 times return will come back to you. I'm saying only 100, but millions and millions. This thought, I'm most fortunate. Second, I'm a happy person. Not lot of stress in my life. I'm most happy person in the world. say, if you can speak out, if you are alone in your home, a little loudly you can speak, I am most happy person in the world. So the stress of the brain will finish. I am most happy. Third thought, I am the richest in the world. Biggest wealth in the world is happiness, peace, love, purity, might, elevated thoughts. These are the real wealth of a person. A person who has millions and millions of rupees or dollars, but he is not happy. We can understand what will be the feeling in his mind. I have seen many people in India. They are wealthy, but divorced. They are wealthy, but they are alone. No one with them. When they sleep at night, alone. Even their house run to bite them. So real wealth is our peaceful, happy, pure, very good life. This is real wealth of a person. So I am most fortunate, I am most happy, and I am most wealthy person in the world. In the morning, 5 times, you will see a wonderful effect of these 3 thoughts on your whole life. 2 other thoughts I would suggest. I am Master Almighty and I am a successful person. I am Master Almighty and a successful person. Wonderful result I got with the practice of these 2 thoughts. Come to angelic stage. In this Murli yesterday, Baba was mentioning one very good thing. If you become bodiless, very important practice for becoming an angel, the practice of bodilessness. And soul, feel for some moments, this whole body disappeared. And shining star only. In Hindi, here is a beautiful word, Mastak Mani, pearl of the forehead. And this is the English of this pearl, diamond of forehead, jewel of forehead. Very shining. Feel it, visualize it. I am not an ordinary soul. So, practice it again and again, because this bodiless practice, it needs years and years, not 1 year, many years. Because our body consciousness, it is like that we are so much attached to the body that soul and body are stick together. If we try to separate them, it's very hard. So we need practice it. Now here is not time for us. Otherwise, I tell you one simple and very beautiful yukti. How to practice it? Every day, you have to spare only 10 minutes. Any time. Morning, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, this time. Spare 10 minutes. Sit in silence. I am a soul here. I am peaceful. Accept it. Peace is my nature. I have not to become peaceful. I am peaceful. Try to accept it. From me, the vibrations of peace are spreading out. Feel it, visualize it. Then after some time, visualize that my whole body is radiating peace. So from each part of my body, vibrations of peace are going out. I am peace house. My entire house is becoming full of peace. You can give only 1 minute for this. One half. Try to accept it. It's true. I'm peaceful. I'm the point of peace. So peace will increase day by day. Peace will become our nature. Peace will become our life. Second thought. I'm loveful. Bring a little change in this word. My mind is full with love for all souls. Give this thought. Including nature, all insects. I love each and everything of this creation of God. No hate. I love the people of all religions. Nothing negativity in my mind. My mind is full of with good wishes for all human beings, animals, nature. Give such thoughts. So mind, day by day, will be becoming full of spiritual love. Third thought. I am most happy. Really, it's true. In fact, I am happy. Give thanks to Baba. Baba, I achieved you. You made me most happy person in the world. I'm very happy. I'm supremely pure soul. Accept it. You will see the magic of this thought. I'm supremely pure. Accept it. Purity is my nature. I am free from all vices. I am pure, I am pure. And then visualize, golden rays of purity are spreading out from me. Golden rays. They are going far away. They are purifying nature. They are purifying the atmosphere. These pure vibrations are going to all impure human beings of this world. My purity is a blessing for this world. I am supremely pure. Next thought. I am very powerful. Being the child of God Almighty, I am most powerful. I have achieved all powers from Almighty. I am mightful. Maya is very weak in front of me. I am more powerful than all problems of the world. I can conquer over all problems. Laughingly, smilingly. Give such thoughts to yourself. Then red vibrations, red rays of might are spreading from me, from each part of my body. You must know this fact. When we practice, I am Master Almighty, red vibrations goes out. Many gave this experience. I will not go in this subject. Bodiless souls came to them. And they were doing this practice. And bodiless souls saw, oh, fire and fire around them. Let us run away. And they ran away from them. They were scared. Master Almighty, practice of Master Almighty is the biggest practice. We can solve all of our problems with the help of this practice. I remind you one of Baba's version. The children who remain in the feeling that they are Master Almighty, obstacles and problems cannot touch to them. So whenever in your life you see some problems, effect of Maya, immediately start doing this practice. I am Master Almighty, red vibrations are spreading out from me. In many cases, I taught to many, they may be 1 lakh, when you wake up, start writing, I am Master Almighty. Write it down 108 times and many problems finished. So this way, you can practice bodilessness, soul consciousness, 10 minutes every day. Similarly, spare another 10 minutes for the practice of self-respect. You can note down 10, 12 powerful points of self-respect, only 12, and bring them into your feeling like this. Sit in silence with paper and pen. Write first thought, I am a great soul. Then talk to yourself, it's true that I am great. God Himself has mentioned me, you are great. So it's true. I had been in deity form for 2500 years. I am very great. So it will go to your subconscious mind inside, deep inside. And life will become the embodiment of greatness. Thoughts will become great. Word will become great. Actions will become great. Second thought you can write, I am Master Almighty. Same practice. It's true. I am the child of Almighty. Just as the child of a tiger is a tiger, I am the child of Almighty. I am mightful. I am Master Almighty. He has given me all of His powers. I am Master Almighty. I am very powerful. You will see, you will experience that all powers who are sleeping inside, they will wake up. You will feel yourself very powerful, fearless, because I'm giving warning to all Brahmins, not warning but awareness. In future, vibrations of fear will become a big problem everywhere. So in order to remain safe from this fear, when you wake up, you can do this practice. I am Master Almighty and a fearless soul. Only 5 times and your fear will finish only in 7 days. But you can do it for 21 days. Third thought you can note down. I am a victorious jewel. And then again, do such practice so that these powerful thoughts go to your subconscious mind. Who told me you are victorious? God Himself gave me this awareness. Oh child, You are victorious jewel. In every kalpa, you got victory over this maya. Again in this kalpa, you will win everything. I have got the power to get victory over maya and problems. I am a victorious person. You can repeat it 5-7 times. I am victorious. I am a victorious soul. God has blessed me. You are victorious. So energy will become active. So like this, you can choose 12 thoughts and bring into your deep feeling, into your deep experience. They will change everything. Important thing, they will make your mind stable and intellect very clean. Most important thing, to cleanse our intellect. Many have made their intellect a dustbin. You can check. Dust of others, rubbish of others, they bring it here. Is it a wealth for them? Avoid it. Therefore, the biggest practice of spiritualism is, in Hindi, Sakshi Bhav, detached observer. And Baba says, just as I, both Baba, we sit up there in subtle region or in soul world, from there I see this world being detached. Likewise, you too see everything being detached. This is Sakshi Bhav, detached observer stage, highest stage of spiritualism. In this stage, nothing will affect us. The part of others, the activity of others, defect of others, vices of others will not affect us. I am an angel. So, I would give you few tips to improve this stage, to develop this stage in your practice. First of all, in front of you there is a wall. In your home there is a wall wherever you sit. Make the picture of your angelic form. Make a picture, draw a picture. I will become like this. Can you draw? Body of delight. In forehead, soul is shining. The vibrations of soul is spreading in whole body, radiating out. Make a picture. Give this thought, I am this. It's not imagination, it's a truth, it's a fact, because soul, whatever soul thinks through mind, the vibrations of our thoughts spread in our brain, in our whole body. And they make this body of light, they create this body. I give you an example. Medical science doesn't know this fact. Two babies came today to me in Shantivan, maybe 5-6 years, one baby. His mother, father was there, they were there. They told me, he has been detected cancer. I saw the face of that boy of 5 years. You can imagine, 5 years boy is suffering from cancer. I told them, so doctors are investigating, they are thinking, why this cancer to a baby of 4 years, 3 years, why? No answer. Its answer is, because in his previous life, he had this problem of cancer, he died with this problem, so in his subtle body, the subtle virus, subtle germs of cancer just were recorded, were printed in that subtle body. And when soul with that subtle body left this body, entered the womb, so soul entered with those germs of cancer, and they also entered in gross body in that womb. So from the womb, that baby had cancer, but after 3 years, when baby had problems, then they went to doctors and they found that he had cancer. So we need to heal subtle body. If we learn how to heal subtle body, we can cure many diseases of our physical body. So you can do one practice. Listen carefully in 1 minute. I am supremely pure soul sitting here. Vibrations of purity from me are going to my brain and is spreading in whole body. Feel for some seconds that my whole body became full of these pure golden vibrations. This golden energy, this pure energy. Feel it. So, and give this thought that this pure energy is healing whole body. If you have knee pain, feel that it is going to the knees and healing it. If you have neck pain, it's going there. If you have some problem in your brain, it is curing. Second thought, I am Master Almighty. From me, the vibrations of might, energy, is spreading in brain and all body. You can close your eyes and feel it for 1 minute. Entire body is full with this powerful energy, curing everything, healing everything. So if you find sometime, suppose a baby has cancer, you can do like this. I am Master Almighty, 2-3 times, I am Master Almighty. Put your hand on his head and feel that energy from your palm is going in his whole body and curing his subtle body. It will help a lot. 10 minutes if you do. It can help in many diseases. So I am an angel. Make a picture in your mind. It's like our dress. Soul is very lightful, full with divine light, with divine purity, and feel that here is an aura around me, around whole body, aura. I am inside this aura always. This is angelic stage. A good practice you can do. Baba spoke in this Murli in the beginning, that angel and deity. First you have to become, then you will get highest status in golden age. So, make a picture again. Here I am Brahmin. In my left side, there is my angelic form. In my right side, there is my deity form. Triangle. I am soul. Mastak Mani. Jewel of light. I left this body, and I am going towards my angelic form. Entered there, I am sitting in forehead, light, I am up above the earth, I am free from all bondage, I am absolutely pure, I am the messenger of God, I am free from all attraction of this world, no more desire of this world, feel I am this. Then from there, I left that angelic body, going towards my deity form, entered there, I am a deity. Golden age stage, full of all virtues, divine life. I will become this. Then from there I left this body, I am coming, soul is coming, sit here. Take this round 5 times in the morning and your yoga will become very good. No sleepy feeling, no waste thinking, nothing will come to you. This is very good practice. In beginning when Baba became avyakt, he used to give this practice to us. Do this practice. I am Brahma, this is my angelic form, this is my deity form. Journey of the soul. So by doing these all practices, we can become powerful, pure, detached angel. And our angelic form will become a great thing during the time of destruction. Because in destruction, many miserable people will see us in our angelic form and they will feel themselves safe. We are their worshipworthy deities. We are their helper angels, their ancestor angels. They will feel our ancestors are here. Our saviors are here. So we are safe. We are protected. So you can do these practices too. Draw a picture in front of you on a wall and do this practice. Did you like it? You can do it now. Time is over. Let us do this practice. I am an angel and from Baba, pure energy is coming down to me. First, see yourself in angelic form, shining soul, body of light.